KTBB Friday Morning News Time is 7:50, and as we do this time every Friday, we check in with KTBB owner, general manager Paul Gleiser, now fresh off the picket lines with the hostess workers for You Tell Me Texas.
Do you not want to go out and get a Twinkie? I'm serious. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got one light. If you're still in the store, this is it.
You're right.
I haven't had a Twinkie in 20 years, but I kind of want to go get one.
Those little cupcakes?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of sad. What idiots, by the way.
I know.
We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, and near Linda. Dale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20. The idiots being the striking workers, by the way, just to be clear. I have liberal friends. Edward's eyes just bugged out in there. No, it's true. Good friends. We don't agree on things political, but we agree on much else. We like the same music in some cases. In the case of a couple of my liberal friends, we see absolutely eye to eye on matters pertaining to the radio broadcasting industry. Many in my circle of liberal friends share with me a special affection for dogs. We just don't agree on politics. Within that circle of friends, I was quite outspoken in my belief that Mitt Romney was going to win the election. I went so far as to say that he would win by a larger margin than even his most optimistic supporters were predicting. I thought that the election, staged against a backdrop of a persistently weak economy, a truly frightening national debt, the well-documented unpopularity of Obamacare, and poll after poll showing that a large majority of Americans think the country's on the wrong track, was ripe for the picking by Mitt Romney. I thought his message of belief in the power of free people and free markets to lift us out of the doldrums and the urgency of the need thereof would trump the Obama campaign's ceaseless focus on issues like free contraceptives, abortion, gay marriage, and the silly accusations against Republicans for waging a war on women. Silly me. To the credit of my lefty friends, they have been gracious. No one has rubbed my nose in it. No one has unleashed a mocking email or made me suffer a condescending smirk. I had resolved for my part to behave in exactly the same way had Romney won. But I know how I would have felt on the inside. I'm human. I would have taken the same inner delight in my victory had it occurred that my friends are surely taking in theirs. To them I say, congratulations, guys. You were right. I was wrong. But be careful. Beginning right now, you guys that went for it a second time own President Obama, and President Obama owns the economy and world events. Given the parlous state of both, prudence dictates that you keep your inward glee in check. The apparition of George W. Bush, whose ghostly presence, according to exit polls, continued to provide the president with much-needed political cover, vanished into the mists of election night. George W. Bush has, at long last, well and truly left the building. From here on in, it's Obama's show. If unemployment remains stuck near 8%, President Obama will wake up one morning to find that number tattooed on his forehead. If trillion-dollar-plus deficits continue, trillion once being reserved exclusively for such things as measuring the distances between galaxies, it will be exclusively President Obama's overdraft. If economic growth remains stuck below 2%, that statistic will become an indelible part of the Obama presidential biography. If the country hurtles headlong over the so-called fiscal cliff and a new recession breaks out on top of the one that never really ended, it will be this time President Obama's recession alone. If America's credit rating is further downgraded, renewing the argument that the downgrade is a result of a bad inheritance from the Bush administration will this time fail the smell test. And if Syria, Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, Iran, and Israel all erupt into one giant, shrieking, whistling, pyrotechnic display of collapsing regimes, civil wars, preemptive strikes, and mass civilian murders, President Obama may start mumbling to himself about wishing he had taken a knee in the contest against Mitt Romney. All of which is to say, if you voted for President Obama, enjoy your victory with a liberal dose of caution. You'll excuse the expression. In order for that warm, fuzzy, self-satisfied feeling to last, your guy's going to need an extraordinary run of good luck. Good luck, the need for which at this moment is particularly acute, and good luck that is more often than not hard to come by in second-term administrations. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. As many of you know, I am recently returned from the KTBB World Tour to Northern Italy, and thanks to Hurricane Sandy, a little after-trip excursion to Zermatt, Switzerland. In that 2 weeks, I picked up on something the Europeans get right. Winemaking is a part of nearly every local economy. Everywhere we went, the waiter at the restaurant or the owner of the restaurant would hasten to recommend a wine from a nearby vineyard. We were never disappointed. If a group of Italians or Swiss descended upon Tyler, we could reciprocate. That's because excellent wines are being grown right here in the Keepersall vineyards, and Keepersall is a vital and growing part of our local economy. And yes, I'll be happy to hold up my beloved Keepersall Cabernet to any wine the Europeans want to throw at it. So do this. Go to KE Cellars today. Tell them I sent you. Ask them to let you try for yourself the wines that are being made right here where we live. KE Cellars, Tyler's old world style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and online at kecellars.com.